Welcome to Circle of Hearts Radio. Journey with Grandmother Aliyah as she enters her magical world of relics, sacred sites, and ancient crystal skulls. Meet with exciting trailblazer authors and individuals shifting the consciousness of humanity. Send her your questions to be answered on air on her monthly segment, Ask the Oracle. And now your host, Grandmother Aliyah, in the sanctuary on the airwaves on Om Times Radio.
Welcome to Circle of Hearts Radio. Today I'm really very, very happy to bring back a friend of mine, Marlene Swetzislaus. Marlene knows I can't get her last name out, so she's bears with me. And that's what friends are good for. Actually, on Mother's Day, I had put a replay of her first interview with her first book of Hilaron. And it's really very timely. Now, almost a year later, we have two more books out, you know. The Connection and Book 3. Is that what it's called? Yeah, the Hilaron Connection. Okay. Now, Marlene is a very, very sweet woman I've admired for years and years and years. But we did not get to know each other until a few years ago. I always relate the story of I was very much into the crystal skulls and working with people on that. And one day I get this, you know, email about having a reading from Marlene, and I nearly fell over. How do you give a reading to a person that you admire? You know, I said, I'm going to act like, duh, I'm going to draw a blank. But what turned out, we became wonderful friends, and we were both on the same path of helping people in the process of awakening. So it's, Marlene, are you there? I just want to check.
Yes, hi, Aliyah. I'm
okay,
here.
Okay, okay. I wasn't sure. I haven't used Skype so long. I'm going, oh, no, don't tell me I lost her. Okay. It's one of these days, everybody. But we have, Marlene is able to, as she likes to use the word, co-create and write in physical words. Certain insights are very, very timely, and that is the resulting of these three books of Hilaron. And we want you to listen, you know, to the program or to the podcast, and especially pay attention, you know, before we go on break, because Marlene is going to share a link to you, with you, where you can get her Kindle books for 99 cents each. You know, download them. Now, these books, I would say, are very much ahead of their time. And I'm not saying that because Marlene's a friend. With her first book, I found that in times of really confusion, I would just open the book, and she has certain things written in bold, and it was sort of like we were talking head. It was an answer, maybe an answer I wasn't able to reach in for myself at that time because of the confusion, but there it is in front of my nose, and it really was helpful. So when I was looking at these other two books, I'm saying, oh, wow, they're the same. This is different. This is different than somebody just writing somebody and saying, well, this is what someone, you know, a higher being says, you know, for guidance. These are insights that you can turn to and use your own inner wisdom. You know, sometimes you just need to have something in front of you to confirm maybe what you're thinking. So in that light, I'm going to reintroduce you to my friend Marlene. Okay, Marlene, now you can talk.
Well, thank you for having me, Aliyah, again. It's a real pleasure, as always, to be here with you. And, since...
we're doing good here. Go ahead.
Well, since we last talked, I've I've managed to complete all three books. So for me, it was like a focus for the last 3 years to work on getting these three books completed and finished because, as you say, it contains insights, each one of them, on these times. These times are really crazy times, and people need to connect with their own inner wisdom. And I feel that each of these books does that. As you say, you could open up a page, and there is that insight that helps you with what you've been grappling with.
Like, I would say the first book kind of gave a background. A little bit of a background on you and your, co-creative messages with Hilleron. But I was just, for the example for everybody today, that I have book two. And I do suggest, when we give you the thing, take advantage of the Kindle, books. But seriously, if you like them, I would go and get, the soft cover book, because I have them as reference. Now, before the show today, I was looking for an example because I don't know astrology. It's something I don't understand except when it hits me over the head. And all I know is the past full moon has bottomed out so many people. And people moving, we're moving into a different frequency. That's what they call ascension, whether we like it or not. Your soul desire to be here, so this is what we're doing at an accelerated rate. So in picking up book two, I opened a page and I saw the greatest change during these unprecedented times takes place in each person's consciousness, with the downloading influence of the incoming energies. A more expansive view of the world you live in will encourage you the onset of creative solutions to many of our problems. And that, I think, is perfect because that's where we are now. And I was talking to Marlene. I think we're at a point. We're asking people to use your inner wisdom, not to take what I say as a person, what Marlene says as a person, but take the spiritual aspects of what we connect to, the energies we connect to that have no emotions involved, because emotions mess you up. But, this is like a clear insight. They're not going to say, well, maybe if you think about it, this is what it is. No, this is black and white. This is what it says. And I find them very, very timely and very insightful. I mean, what do you think? Do you realize this, or did you think about this when you were writing?
I didn't when I was writing. When I was writing, I asked only that each message, and I still do this every time I do a message, that people be inspired, uplifted, and empowered. And that's the whole focus in the books. It's not about me telling people how to think or how to live. It is helping and empowering each person that reads the books. And whenever they refer to it, because as we talked before the show, the books are kind of like answer books. You can pick up and open it to a page and it will relate to, a specific situation that you've been experiencing. And so, it just gives that insight, but it is up to each person. We live on a free will planet. Each person has to make the choice whether they resonate with that insight or not. And sometimes it is difficult, even for myself.
Sometimes.
To see yourself in that statement, no, that's not me. what are you talking about? But when you dwell on it and you think about it and you work with it internally and reflect upon it, it comes to you. Maybe not exactly at that moment, but a few days later, it comes to you that, oh yeah, now I see what that meant. So yeah, it's a process of empowerment.
And I agree totally on this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
and it's the whole process of the spiritual path is to become masters over our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, which is the lower astral planes that we've been existing on, and to move beyond that into mastery, to observe yourself and to recognize, you know, like your trigger points, your trigger buttons that occur from things that happened to you in your childhood or when you were a teenager, you know, in your everyday process of life experience. And then we learn how to trust ourselves, trust our own internal wisdom and guidance. And that's the whole point of self-mastery.
Now, before the break comes, real quick.
Okay.
You had offered a link. Now, where will they find this link so they could download the Kindle books if they want to?
It's right on my landing page at www.therainbowscribe.com.
And, hey, that was good timing, Marlene. We'll be back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Well, before we really continue, a few other points on book two I want to point out. I want to everybody to understand, and anybody that's listening to this show, I really have never really pushed books or information. But knowing Marlene, and she's really a beautiful spirit that follows the path of service also to help people awaken, that these books, they were written not a matter of, okay, here I am, I'm written author now. These books are saying, here is the information, here is something physical that if at midnight, if you're down and you need to have some kind of insight to just maybe lift you a minute, or it could be 7 o'clock in the morning, or it could be any time, you know, you can't go try to reach out and find somebody to talk to or listen to a program, you know, having something like this at your access, something personal that you can just click through and you'll find an insight that's going to work for you. And maybe just can, okay, well, you know, it'll help me get through the night. This is why I find this so important and want to show these books off as a different type of book. They're a physical thought form of energy, of healing energy in a way, of keeping a sane energy. So that's why every commercial that Marlene is going to offer that link again, because I think this is very important, especially now. So now I'll get off my spiel. Back to book two, another page I just pulled out. The chaos around you is a sign that the light comes in greater measure. It's the light pushing through the darkness. And I think so many of us are feeling it, that you look around you and you see such violence. You see people hurting people, children hurting people. I mean, car accidents. The weirdest things happen. There are people saying, it's the end of the world. You know, but what it really is the end of the darkness. The end of the old. What do you think on that?
I totally agree. That is exactly what is occurring. And it really helps in the books with the insights, because then you realize that, well, this is temporary. It feels and looks really bad today or this hour. But it's, you know, one of the sayings in the book, this too shall pass. And it is so true, because, you know, things move on. Things improve, and you realize it was just a temporary emotion or feeling that you were experiencing during your experience of life, which, you know, another insight is, you know, souls are lining up even for 5 minutes to experience life on this earth. And that's how valuable the experience of being in a physical body is for souls. So if you look in terms of soul journey, you know, that's what we're on, each one of us. It's the experience. If we don't experience something for ourselves, it doesn't matter how many books you read or who you follow as a guru or a teacher or a leader, it really has no meaning personally until you find yourself in a situation that you have experienced, and then you get it.
That's true. I mean, I have found that so much myself, is that you gotta do the journey.
Yeah,
as Marlene had mentioned, you know, soul contract, soul journey. You as a soul decided to, you know, choose where you were going to be located. You chose where the parents, you chose the challenges, and you go, I know many of you are saying, like, why in the world did I do that? And I often kid myself. I said, next time I'm going to read this fine print better. But this was a soul choice. And that's why, again, I'm so grateful for these books, these insights, because they don't tell you. They're not saying, well, do this. This is what you have to do, because, you know, those days are over and you are making the choices. You are deciding how you want to see your world and create the world. Now, in book two, then we'll get to book three. It says, in these days that are upon you, much is being revealed that was previously not known by the majority of the world inhabitants. It's information that needs to see the light of day so that it can be looked at, faced, not only individually, but on a national and global scale. How true is that? Now, here she brings through this information as insights. And like I said, these insights are in this book. I just opened a page and there it is. And it's saying what we are going through. It is saying, this, you're not alone. This is not, you know, all the things are coming out. Well, why didn't we see it before? Well, it's this timeline shift. You decided, you know, to incarnate at this time and be that change. Now I'm going to let you talk again, Marlene.
Oh, well, let's see. What could I say?
No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I just want to really get these books out. And like I said, you know, you have to look at them. And, you know, what she's been able to bring through as insights is really great. I mean, I'm sure you've learned from your own writing.
Yeah, well, yes. I have to say that the insights that are in the book have come through my own hard experiences in life.
How we learn.
Oh, wow. Not all of them, but, you know, a lot of it is personal experience. Things that I, you know, tripped upon or is through my own experiences in life, and they've been very varied and very challenging, but I've worked through them, and this is kind of the way I've done it. You know, you have to look at yourself, first of all. The Master Hilarion is all about being responsible, self-responsible. He's not going to let you pass the buck and blame it on someone else. you are the creator of your reality. And that was a really hard one for me to completely get. It took many, many, many efforts to get that I am my own creator. I create my reality. So my focus is to live a life where I have excellent health, well-being, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So, you know, that requires a lot of work to let go of all this stuff we pick up as we grow up. You know, there's a lot of collective energies that we hold in ourselves. And, you know, I've learned to forgive myself for things that come up that I feel bad about. And then I realize, well, it's just what I picked up from others or from prevailing attitudes. And it's not really who I am. I have always been a really good, kind person. And so, you know, I'm experiencing this. I'm not going to take full responsibility for this. I see this as part of the collective energies that are around us right now so prevalently. You know, they're everywhere. And so when I realize that, then the process of self-forgiveness and forgiveness of others starts, because we're all doing the best that we can in each moment, no matter what situation we're in. We're doing the best that we can with the consciousness that we have at this time. So I say that a lot to myself, too.
Believe me, people don't realize how much we talk to ourselves. It doesn't sink in. Okay, now we're almost headed to the other break. Where can they, the listeners, and this offer lasts, was it to June 23rd? You're giving it a month?
Yes.
It really is a limited time, so it really would behoove you to buy, to, you know, to take advantage of if you have Kindle, to download them, because then I think it would even be greater if you would, you know, you get the regular book so you have it at home, or, you know, even just the Kindle is great. You know, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I know myself. I love these books and I just can pick it up whenever I need it. It seems to be an awful lot lately. All right. Now, where do they find this link, Marlene?
they can go to www.therainbowscribe.com, and you will see the link.
And again, this is not when she offered to do this. This is not saying, okay, I want to get, you know, the hugest sale going. No, this is an act of service. This is our insights that can help you any time of the day when you feel like you need a boost. And that's why I'm promoting it so hard, because I found it to be true. And I wouldn't suggest it at all, unless, like I said, Marlene is a very dear soul, and she's very much in service of helping people. So it's a whole different thing that's going on here. Why she's offering this, and I can't. I've been talking so much. Tell me, be quiet already.
Well, yes, this is, how do I get this information out into the world? I've tried doing it as other people do, and it's not really, you know, working. So I am offering these downloads that, you know, I'm not going to get rich on these downloads.
No.
But I need to get that information out, because it could help so many people in their everyday experiences and, you know, the difficulties and the challenges that they're facing, whether it's emotionally or spiritually or in their workplace. These books can really help with the insights.
Yeah, it's, that was good timing. You're good at this.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Promise not to talk so much this time. We're going to go on the third book, and it's really, this book on the third one has a different feel, Marlene. It's almost like a universal hug. Like you got to this stage, and we're saying, okay, you know, I want to give you a hug, and now let's go for it. Let's go a little deeper. There's so many different pages here that I've linked. I'm just holding on. This sort of goes what you were saying before. When each person begins to honor their sister, their brother, and as they honor themselves, peace is natural and a graceful outcome. It seems like people are coming to this awareness that they need to change individually, but they need to gather also with others so that collectively they can make the change bigger. What do you think?
Oh, yes. If we all had the same thought at the same time throughout the world would be a totally different place. And I think that's written in one of the books. I don't remember which one. But we have that power, and we just don't realize it. We have the power to change the world by focusing on a single thought together.
And I think people realize it to an extent because I see all these groups coming together as circles for healing the waters, circles for healing the earth. You know, if something tragic happens, people coming together. That sense of healing, they're realizing that together the energy is enhanced, what they send out. But I think people need confirmation. And I don't know, maybe it's because the way we're brought up, you see something in black and white and it hits you more than if somebody tells you. At least it does me. That's why I think the purpose of books is important, because sometimes you need what you're familiar with. And for many of us, maybe the kids coming up, it's different. Maybe it's the internet. But for anybody past the age of 50, we need, the book says it. Okay, well, then it's true. Because it somehow we connect better to seeing things in print.
Yes, I'm that way. I find I have a greater impact of what is being said when I read the words, rather than, you know, seeing them. Reading on Kindle, I had a really hard time formatting book one. It took me over a year.
Wow.
And finally, you know, I was trying to put it together and then read through it and make sure everything was as it should be, edited properly. And I found myself getting lost over and over again. And I finally realized that someone left a review on the Canadian Amazon site and said, "Already read this book four times and plan on reading it many more times. The Hilarion, the Ascended Master, has a unique way of awakening the reader. Each time I reread the book, my level of understanding went deeper and deeper, and it felt as if I was reading the book for the first time." So it was like on so many different layers. I finally had to appeal to my husband. who had never read Hilarion's messages before. And I asked him to read it for me because I just kept getting lost in it. And now I realize why, because it's written on so many different layers and levels for the person where they are at that moment. So, it was so difficult to do book one.
Yeah, well, in listening to you say that, you know, I've really come to realize, you know, I brought out last year, we talked about book one, but the importance of the trilogy of these books, it takes you on your own personal soul journey.
Yeah.
I'm being voices in my head here. and as you say, because, you know, you can't just jump to book three or you just can't jump to book two. It's a progression because as you unfold, so you will always read different things in these books. You will always see it differently.
Yeah.
So don't discount book one. If you don't have it, go, well, you know, they talked about two and three. and that's where I'm at. You know, I hate to be very honest, we constantly learn and grow. I mean, last year I thought, oh, I know this. Well, you know, surprise, I don't know nothing. And I'm being very honest, I'm constantly, even now, you know, reassessing things, you know, understanding more. So if you're at a point that you think you know everything, I would really start to, you know, think and reassess things, because you'll find out, you'll lock yourself into that one stage and everything else won't make sense to you. So, you know, go from the start. The whole trilogy is your own personal insights. That's pretty cool. I think I'll write down a review for you. It's your own personal insights for your own soul journey. It takes you where you need to be able to understand.
Yeah, okay. Because now, that's our journey. It's each one of us, no matter what someone else tells us, it has to relate to where we are at that moment in order to have relevance.
Yeah, it's really true. It's really that thing that, and I think you hear so many of us saying that to anybody who's willing to listen, be aware of your inner wisdom. Be aware there's more. Don't take what somebody says, but use the information for your own discernment and to get out of it where you need to get out of it. So that's why these insights are important, because there's no Marlene's emotional involvement in here. It's just a message. Now you take what you need out of it. Now on this last thing on the third book before we go commercial again is each of you has one gift to share with the world in whatever form it takes. People don't realize they are a gift to this world.
Yeah.
Finding.
Yeah. We are, you know, each one of us is here to add our presence and our energies during this time. We waved our hands to volunteer to do this. So, you know, like, honor yourself. Be who you really are. Connect with who you really are. That might involve a lot of self-reflection to get back to, you know, who you were as you came into this world. But once you do that, then everything falls into place. The synchronicities just flow. You know, life becomes so much easier and happier and more joyful. It's when you connect with that within, and it's truth for you, then all of that starts happening.
And I think people have always, I mean, since we're little, how far back we can remember, our lives have always been, and that's why they say, you know, like the terrible twos. It's like the spirit finally gets hold of the physical vessel and say, okay, I can control this body part, I can control. And I'm going to do my own thing. And, you know, you get your parents, oh, no, you're not.
Yeah, you know? the song went through my head. Anything you can do, I can better.
And I think, like I said, what you brought out, you know, we forget that we are spirit in a human form, and we chose to be here to learn and experience challenges. But the whole basic thing is we came back to remember. And, you know, there's information out there, whether, you know, of course, I believe firmly in OM Media and Humanity Healing and all the wonderful people on it that are saying, here's the information. Now, it's up to everybody to say, okay, well, maybe I got to get over, you know, wanting somebody to direct me and say, I got to do it myself.
Yes, exactly. And the Hilarion Connection books are maybe do not appeal to others who are not ready to accept full responsibility for themselves. because as Hilarion has said in other books through other channels, that people are not that willing to really look at the truth. And the truth has to do with their own self. You know, there's all kinds of truths. The truths that these books deal with are helping you to learn your own truths, because that's like 95% of being here on Earth and what it's all about.
And like you said, everybody learns, or everybody gets that aha moment at the time that their soul plans. So it doesn't, because we should never judge, because just somebody doesn't get it doesn't mean that, you know, they're inferior. It's
exactly.
That's their soul planning. The divine timing is not right for them. They have to experience what they have to experience, like we have to experience.
Exactly, yes.
So we're coming up to commercial. See how fast this goes, Marlene? And again, these books, all three of them, the trilogy, if you're interested in help, or that, you know, when you hit that, those moments that you feel so disconnected, and that you have something physically that you can see, this is information we want to get out there to, for people that are drawn to it. So that is why she's offering it on such and such.
Yeah, so on www.therainbowscribe.com.
Okay, we're getting good at this.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hey, this is Reva McIntyre, and I wanted to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Well, we are at the last quarter, and as you see, Marlene and I can have a lot of fun with this because we're both on the same focus. So I can joke with her, but I mean, seriously, this is really serious work, and I'm really glad that, you know, she's offering this. Now, there's just two things on book three. This is a page I just turned to. You're venturing beyond your learning curves into the new territory and can seem uncomfortable. I think this refers back to what we were talking to. You know, we're breaking free of the old and we're floundering. You know, we're on that cliff.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly. Yes. For all of us, you know, like that includes channels and scribes. We're not perfect. We're all going through the same process as everybody else on Earth. And so, you know, there is a learning curve. And as we learn more about ourselves, we move forward. But sometimes you're floundering because, well, where is forward?
Yes. We're in that air trying to flap our wings.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like trying to anchor into this new reality that you've created for yourself. Because really, we're all like universes unto ourselves. Apparently, we contain the entire universe within ourselves. That's just way too deep for me to really fathom and understand. But I do understand that, you know, every day our thoughts, words, attitudes are what contributes to what we experience, you know, next day, the day after that. So I've learned that much, that we are the creator of our reality. So like Brick 3 is an encouragement that this is where, once you've worked your way through, you know, your own truths, your own revelations, and you've made the commitment to move forward, this book now encourages you to fly. You know, go for it. Be all that you can be. Because we've all grown up thinking, you know, well, I can't do that. You know, I mean, I face that every day because I have rheumatoid arthritis. So, you know, my fingers are starting to get crooked, and, you know, I could look at that and focus on that, and where would it get me? I've chosen to focus on what I could do to, you know, contribute something of value to others. So,
that's important, because everybody is, I don't think there's really anybody in the world, even the richest person, that doesn't have some kind of insecurity. If they have millions and millions, they're afraid of losing it. If the happiest person in the world wants a love life, they're afraid of losing it. If healthy people are afraid of losing it. So I, as Marlene says, sometimes work with what you have and refocus and
Don't
let anything stop you.
That's one most important thing that I've learned in my life, is what I choose to focus on is what creates my reality. So, you know, maybe some people out there think I'm, you know, this very high person, but I go through my challenges every day with something, right? So,
That's the one thing I brought in the beginning. I said, he really kind of alluded to, before I actually got to know you, I had you on such a high pedestal. This woman's got it. She knows it. She's perfect. You know, there's nothing. And then I met you and go, oh, darn, you're going through challenges just like me.
Yeah, exactly. We all have our challenges, but we also have our gift to bring to the world. So I like to feel that I am bringing my gift to the world. I've had many lifetimes as a oracle and a seer and a channel, and that's what I'm bringing to the world, that gift to share with others, hopefully to inspire them to live to the best that they can be.
Actually, I'd just like to read the last page, if you don't mind.
No, I don't.
It says, to start off with, this is not on the page, but this alludes to all the violence and chaos of that we're seeing, and people are thinking this is the end. It's hard to stay, I'm adding personally myself, in a very... To hold your own truth. You know, I've been asked myself, you know, what do you think is going to happen? I keep on saying, we're going to get through this. And then, look, the lady is a loony bin here. But even saying this, this will see all their structures and hidden works collapse and begin the downward descent into decay. All that was in place will have to be readjusted in order to be in compliance with the greater light and plan for the planet and its people. In the meantime, it's important to stay the course in your efforts and loving activity. This is where we are. now. Because when people, individual, looks upon the happenings of the world, it's easy to become discouraged.
Yes, it is.
Because we want you to know you're not alone in these times, that you were, are ever surrounded by legions of lights, and their love will prevail. Be the example of this love in the world in whatever way presents itself. Remain steadfast, strong, and true as you remain surely on your path. And that's hard. Always listen to the still and quiet voice within you and follow your heart's promptings. Put one foot in front of the other and continue in your efforts. Enjoy the times with your family, friends, and community. It's a time to give thanks for all your blessings, great and small. The attitude of gratefulness, gratitude will take you in the right direction and the universe will respond in kind. Feel the joy, feel the love that expands within you as you go through your daily activities. This will help your world more than you ever know. The world is blessed because of your presence in it. Be at peace and be loved. Now, this is written in the book. Now, how perfect is that for this time? I mean, really, that's why I'm so excited. And, you know, she, when Marlene said she wanted to do this, well, let's do this. You know, the this information is comforting to know that all we're going through, it, everything I've brought out is something we've all experienced within the past few weeks. And there it is, the insights that keep on saying, okay, just stay on the path. We know you're crazy. You want to call it quits, everything else. Stay on the path. Read. Be grateful for the small things. Yeah, we're not millionaires. We have our challenges. We're breathing. We can see, you know, we can see the beautiful colors and everything else. These are the small things that we're so used to that we neglect. So that's why I have said, I'm heavily saying, promoting, take advantage of this. Now, again, where can they find this? You're going to hate me with this. Where can we find this?
Well, we could find this book and the download link at www.therainbowscribe.com. And this this link will be up until the end of January, June 23rd. June 23rd.
And, we have to put a time limit on it. I mean, I think a month is good for anybody that wants to hear the podcast or whatever. There's opportunities there. I've shared it on my pages. And I'm very grateful for Marlene doing this because I think you've seen, I've given examples of these books, and from book one, you start on your personal journey. You can find parts of yourself in every book, and the whole thing is, it's like this cycle, you know, the phoenix, you know, we go so far, then we have to dissolve all that we knew and start over again so we can read and, you know, take that step further. So this is in front of you. This is physical. This is something that you can rely on, especially when you get to my old age and can't remember minute to minute. But no, seriously, it's there, and I'm very grateful for Marlene doing this. And she was really, this was part of her soul mission, and I'm sure many times she said, why am I doing this?
Why did I come here? Was I crazy?
Believe me, you're not crazy. It's very timely. Just going through the few parts of this book, you can see how timely and well-needed it is. And I thank you, Marlene, for offering this to people. That they can, they have access, that they know that the information's out here, out there.
Yes.
You know, to take it. And there's, like I said, We got 2 minutes. Do you have anything you want to say to...
First of all, I want to thank you, Alaya, for asking for yet another interview. I really appreciate it, and I really enjoyed it. Boy, it does go fast.
It does. I mean, when I first knew Marlene, I was doing radio. I said, I wanted you on. I go, oh, no, I can't do this. Come on, you're just talking to me,
Well, I've learned since then, since the first interview, that, you know, you just have to be more bold. Take that step, even though it's one you haven't done before. Take it and see where it goes. And I'm glad I did it.
I'm glad you did, too, because actually, it's the timing. I didn't expect it. It was kind of before we just end this. And thank you. It's just that it was sort of a divine timing thing.
Yeah.
So everybody, please go to rainbowscribe.com and get the information if you wish. Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you, and bless you.
We'll be talking again soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.